I don't want to lose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data. Shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We've got Paolo joining us. And as always, as we go through this coronavirus issue with nothing to bet on, we're digging. There's like three countries that are having soccer and three racetracks that are having horses. But Paolo, you can do what you can do. That's all you can do.
Well, yeah, and last week, considering how it's going, last week those two big plays in Nicaragua hitting those both live plays at 13-1, like that was like an icing on the cake. Because I knew Managua was going to win that game. I was into that game. I studied that game from the beginning. And the way that they were playing, they were missing chance after chance. And then with just 20 seconds, when you've made a big commitment, you might as well continue. Because whatever happens, happens. I couldn't stop. So the both came in.
But let's look at it. If you break it down into units of $10, okay? In the beginning, you have to bet $36 to win $10. But by the end, you only have to bet $10 to win $130.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And if you have the bankroll, even to bet a little bit higher, you know, like I got somebody that when he sees odds like that, he's like he doesn't care. He's gonna put the money because he believes what I tell him. So he's gonna put the money because he's gonna get another score the next day or something else. So he's gonna win. But like you said, even if somebody would have put 20. It's still $500, comes out 13-1 and 13-1.
Okay, so let's look at what we're talking about this week with soccer. Show comes out Friday, so Friday is really not going to help anybody.
No.
Saturday, Belarus,
Saturday, yeah.
Burundi, Nicaragua, and then Sunday, Belarus, Burundi, Nicaragua.
Yeah, and we also got the Belarus reserves. Last week I hit my plays in the reserves. Those are pretty good plays on the reserves. Okay, so let's start off with Burundi. My first game in Burundi is Atletico Olympic to win at 1.61. I had them last week, but last week they got canceled. And my second game from Burundi is Messenger Ngozi. Messenger Ngozi is the top leading team in Burundi. And this week I see them playing on the road, but I think they're going to win pretty easily. And the odds are not that bad, 1.85. Then we move on to the Belarus reserves. FC Vitebsk, VC Smolensky, both teams to score in over 2.5 goals. Another reserve game, Batyr Borisov is going to win this game pretty handily, and I see goals in this game over 2.5 goals. Then we move on to, and I see also in the Batyr Borisov both teams scoring. Then we move on to the games that you said on Saturday. The Belarus League, Shakhtar Solisgursk to win at 1.38. That's value. Shakhtar should not have any problems against this team. Then we move on to FC Minsk at 2.36 to win and over 2.5 goals I like in that game. Moving on to still Belarus, I like Batyr Borisov to win. This week this team is going to break out. They're due to break out even though the odds are 1.38. I can see them winning by two goals with odds of 1.97, and I see them, like, scoring because this team is too good to keep them down, and it's won the league many, many times, and I know what they're capable of. And by the end of the season, this team's going to win 10 straight. They're going to go on that big of a streak. Another game that I like in Belarus, I like Dinamo Brest, very strong, powerful team, finished runner-up last year. Last week, again, they rewarded us to win. So far, we've been correct both times with them. At odds of 1.4. And I like Ipswich to win. Last week, I had them again, 1.85, the same odds. This week, again, the same odds. I like them to win. Moving on to Nicaragua, I see Deportivo Cotol, 1.61, getting an easy win. Sticking again to FC Managua. So far, I've handicapped them properly in every single week. Haven't had a losing bet with them. This week, they're at 1.85. I see Real Estel plus 0.5. I don't see Real Estel losing to this team that they're playing against. Then I see Arch Municipal Jalapa to win. Odds 1.5. I think that should be a very easy win. And another game that I have, Durangent FC plus 0.5 in Nicaragua. And finishing off my play of the week, I like Juventus Managua under 20 to score 3 or more goals. I think that Juventus in this under 20 game is just going to completely demoralize this team and score goals and get an easy win. And the odds when it comes down to the goals look pretty good. So that's basically what I see this week.
What's ironic about soccer with the Nicaragua League, the way they do it, it's almost like the JV game. So the two teams both play. So Real Madrid under 20 plays Managua FC under 20 at 12:30. And then 2.5 hours later, the big guys play.
That's
very uncommon from what I've seen. Just do it that way, but that's how in high school. That's how the games go. The JV games for football are played at 5 o'clock, and then it's 7 o'clock or 7:30 under the lights. The varsity plays, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Juventus Managua. This is a powerhouse team under 20. I mean, and especially against this team that they're playing against. I mean, this is a blowout written all over it. Even though the odds are pretty low, but they're going to score. So for me, that's a play. I like it.
And one of the things that I looked for, the midweek games for Nicaragua, what I was handicapping them, is I'm kind of looking for consistency. And that's what you don't really see with some of these teams. Some, they win 2-0, they lose 2-0, they win 2-0, they lose 2-0, which doesn't help you if you're looking for both teams to score. Those both teams to score props are really, really cool. When you get an early score, it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, with me, if you really look at the team so far that's the most steadiest from all the soccer that's going on, it's FC Managua. Because FC Managua, since we started playing them, from the beginning when we started, they haven't had a losing. Like last time that you told me that I think you played them, where they scored in the 85th minute, I didn't make that wager. I didn't have time, but they always score late. And when they're draw, and it's like 1-1, this is a good team for a late goal, because they've been proven that all from the past 3 weeks, all their goals come in late and they get the win. They'll be tied, and then all of a sudden, bang, the goal comes in.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, Paulo, how it goes forward, because as of this week, now Belarus is continuing to have soccer, but they, for the first time, are saying no fans. And if you know anything about the world, you kind of know that the Nicaragua and the Belarus leaders are probably as nasty human beings as you can get. They really do.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad that we're having to talk about them, because they're the only ones that don't care enough about their people. Because when you're hurting and your country is already hurting, you can't. Yeah. That soccer is such a big morale boost for them, you know?
Yeah, and not only that, if you look at Belarus right now, Belarus is taking over in Europe. They're putting them on channels on TV. They're getting exposure. Their league is like one of the worst leagues, but they're getting a lot of exposure on TV. Their players are getting exposure. Russian TV has put them on. I mean, they're getting top billing. So imagine, Belarus is getting top billing. That's why. That's when they're going on.
Well, and again, you know, one of the worst leagues is relative. If nobody else is playing, you're actually one of the best leagues.
Exactly. But I really think that soon we're going to – the Hong Kong and Singapore is going to start soon. It's just a matter of time. Because if you look, Singapore horse racing has already started. Hong Kong is going strong. They haven't stopped at all. Singapore horse racing is something that I've started to looking into it.
Well, that's a good segue. When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about the horse racing that's still out there for your wagering purposes. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. Now, if you missed the first part of the show, all you got to do is do what I do. Go back with a pen and a paper, because, Paul, about how many soccer plays did you give, do you think?
A lot of plays. I think I must have given at least 12 to 14 plays.
And the reason you got to pay attention, one of the things I'll do is I'll put them in chronological order, because some of them are going to go off while I'm sleeping. And again, you know me, I'm a big fan of waking up, and I don't check my emails. I don't check my texts. I check Flash Score.
Yeah, you like it when you wake up and see the winner most of the time.
I'll check Flash Score first before I go to joinjazzsports.com and see my balance. Now, the only issue, of course, is we're very limited on how many countries are having soccer right now because of the coronavirus, but it's the same thing for horse racing. And you and I had talked previously about how all the big prep races, those tracks have been shut down, and that this weekend there's only three real tracks: Oaklawn, Tampa Bay, and then of course the other one, which was Gulfstream. And you said you looked at them, and they're just not very big pools, not very big.
No. These tracks this week, there's not really much happening. I'd rather bet a race in Singapore, like that horse that we talked about, Tuscan Artist. And this horse, like you said, he's 6-1. If he goes off 9-1 and he hits, and I see him looking good at the parade and he hits the show pool, the money's there. I mean, there's more chance to make money on this horse or in the big fields at Hong Kong and all that than these little tracks here, because there's not going to be much value at Oakland. That's
no, if you look at the horses, I think the biggest you're going to see will be 10 horses in the starting gate over this weekend.
Go.
And every single race in Singapore will have more than that.
Yeah, and not only that, the thing is what you said before, that the long stretch, because this horse, Tuscan Artist, he comes from the back. So this horse, in a long stretch, he's going to be hard to hold off, but he's still going to pay. He's still going to pay if he hits the board.
No, anytime you've got 14 horses, and that's why people love the Kentucky Derby, because with 20 horses running, what happens is, even if you got the favorite, you're getting a good price. And again, if the favorites run out of the money, then that show pool goes up even higher.
Yeah, because the thing is, this is what I like. I like horse racing because of the place market, the on the bidding exchanges, or even at the track. If you start off and you can do a short parlay, and you hit a couple of one, two horses, and you start off, let's say you put 200 on the first one, it comes out, and you pay three, you made $100. You can stop for the day if you want, or continue one more bet. Usually, it's good to start for the day and go back the next day and put and just continue with secure bet. Because if you're going to be looking to make big money on risky plays and all that, your bankroll's on, there's not going to be much left.
No, and you mentioned, very seldom are you going to get nosed out of a top three finish.
Yeah.
You'll get nosed out of first or second place, but if your horse is going to show, he's probably showing.
Exactly. And most of the time, if you look at it, a good solid horse, I've seen on the betting exchange, a top favorite paying like 1.5, 1.4. So if you've got a top horse and he's giving you 1.4 and you put some good money, you made your money for the day. There's no point in looking for anything else.
No, and you know mine, always be cashing, man. That's my motto.
Yeah, me too. That's the way that I like it, and I bet in soccer, because if you really look at it, okay, there was a study done in England, and this is an article on the newspaper, this on the internet and all that. And this guy was betting the same way that I play, dead cert. He started off with 8,000, and he built his bankroll up to 256,000 by just betting sure things, studying, and I have a, and A lot of people, a lot of professional handicappers in England do not waste their time looking for long shots. They'll bet the favorites, solid favorites. Like if you look at Scotland, look at Celtic. I mean, Celtic is like money in the bank almost on a weekly basis. So you see, like you said, most of the time you're going to cash. And if you're cashing at 1.3, 1.4, you're making money in the long run.
No, exactly. And the money management will always be key to Sports Betting Weekly. So like I said, if you get a chance, go back, listen to All Paulo's Pick. You got to pay attention. Sometimes the names are hard to understand because of the fact that don't use that language that they make the teams' names in. But you could usually find them. And I use Flash Score, so I can click on a team, open the league, and I can figure out who it is. I put them in chronological order so I don't miss any. And then I wake up and I check Flash Score, and it's been, what, 4 or 5 weekends in a row where I've been winning?
Yeah, and not only that, you've become an expert now. Since we started this years ago, you've become an expert now in soccer. You know the teams. You even, like, sometimes you tell me, I think they're going to score. You're even mastering the art of live soccer.
And you have to, you really, if you're going to bet soccer, you could bet football and baseball and all those other sports. You could not do live action. But if you bet soccer, you've got to do live action. And the reason is they run around for 90 minutes, up changes.
Exactly. And how many times have we seen games in the last, look like last week, FC Managua, 20 seconds left, bang, they score. Who would think?
No, you don't get those last minute, but it happened. You know, the other guys, because if you think about it, at the end of the game, everybody knows the score. So if you're winning, you're not going to be as aggressive. And if you're losing, you're going to be more aggressive. And when you're aggressive, that's when the other team scores, and that's what happens. And again, you got a minus 365 team to win. 13-1. Think about that.
Exactly. Remember that a couple of months ago, this Dutch game that I had given on the show and had told you over 2.5. So you're watching the game and you're texting me like there's no goal coming in. All of a sudden, I think there were 15 seconds. It was the Eindhoven. FC Eindhoven was playing. And there were like 15 seconds left. And the guy put the ball in his own net, and the game goes over.
Exactly.
There you go.
No doubt about it. All right, Paulo, anything else?
No, that's it. That's it. Let's hope we get winners with these leagues. But I'm looking forward to Singapore, Japan. They're going to open up Hong Kong because I want to, like, concentrate on more superior leagues than this.
Yeah, and again, what we said is when you're the only team playing, you're not the worst league anymore. You're the best league. So we'll talk to you next time. If you've got any questions, just go to sportsbettinglessons.com, send in your email. You'll get on our email blast. We send out a lot of free stuff. And then, of course, the last show is always available at sportsbettingweeklylive.com. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly.